Welcome to Taste the Word with Fanny Meyburg. Let us get a taste of God's Word. I greet you this morning from out of the Word of God. I want to speak to you about miracles. There's over the years so many arguments about miracles. Does it happen? Does it still happen? Is it only a biblical thing? Or does it still happen today? You know, one day Jesus was feeding 5,000 people with only 5 loaves. You will read it in John chapter 6. It was a miracle, yes. And they wanted to make him king. So Jesus withdrew from the people and go to the mountain. He go away from the people. But at the evening, his disciples went into a boat to Capernaum. And the people saw that Jesus did not go into the boat. So the next morning, they went to the mountain to see Jesus, but they couldn't find Jesus. So they took other boats, go over to Capernaum. When they arrived, there was Jesus. And I believe there must have been a commotion, because the question arises now, how did Jesus get to Capernaum? There was only one boat, and the disciples took it, and he was not in the boat. So now they were asking Jesus about this whole thing. How did it happen? It is interesting for me. You can read it in John 6 from verse 22 up to verse 29. Jesus didn't explain the miracle that happened. How did he come from the one side of the sea to the other side of the sea? How did he get to Capernaum? He didn't explain it. But there's a few things about miracles we have to understand. I will read a scripture now for you. Number one, the first thing about the miracle. Miracle is something that God performs. Men don't perform miracles. Miracles is God at work. That is why Paul says it is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Number two, miracles happen and still does. Yes, it was in the Old Testament, in the life of Jesus, the apostles. And if you read the gifts of the Holy Spirit, it is a reality for believers. And to say miracles don't happen anymore, I believe it is to limit God in what he can and want to do. And I believe anything that is humanly impossible or just extremely difficult can happen when God is at work. Number three, miracles can't be explained. You know what? You can try his best. Jesus didn't even explain a miracle. He could, yes, he could. But he didn't try to explain it. So why would we make it our duty to try and explain God's work? You can't. And number four, people want proof, always. If there is a miracle happen or people read about miracles, they want to see a miracle. And that is very dangerous. And I say so because you cannot rule the hand of God to do miracles at your command for simple reasons like just to please a crowd. It can easily become a fleshly exercise. So, the people are satisfied with Jesus' answer and conclude by asking, what can we do to perform the works of God? Because they also want to perform the works of God. And Jesus did not say to them, you cannot perform the works of God. No, Jesus said, the greatest work of all that you can perform is to believe in him. John chapter 6 verse 29, Jesus says, let's read verse 28. What can we do to perform the works of God, they ask. And they ask it because of the miracles. Né? In verse 29, Jesus replied, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he has sent. This is the greatest miracle that you can perform in your life, and that is to believe in Jesus Christ. Because by believing in Jesus Christ, anything is possible in the bounds of God's will. And yes, we don't see miracles every day. And the reason I believe is simple. We don't need God. We are not that dependable on God anymore. If there is not enough bread, like for the 5,000, we use our credit cards and the contacts we have. If we are sick, we go to the doctor. If we need help, we help ourselves or call somebody else to help us. If we have the resources, we have to help each other and use our resources to go and even ask medical help and advice if needed. I see that in the teachings of Jesus and Paul. But let me tell you, and now I conclude, miracles happen when there are no resources, no hope, and no plans. God still sends his birds from heaven and servants to feed and help those in need. Yes, those in need. I want to say to you today, believe in Jesus. This is the first greatest miracle in your life. Blessings.